No more free contraception, an increase in dangerous illegal abortions, health consequences. CNN came out with a report this week that painted a dire picture for women seeking family planning options in Nairobi, Kenya. And healthcare workers in Kenya point to the, quote, global gag rule on abortion that the U.S. has implemented on and off since the 1980s as a major reason for the increase. It's called the Mexico City Policy. Early last year, President Trump re-implemented the rule, which requires any nonprofit that accepts money from the U.S. to agree that they will not, quote, perform or actively promote abortion as a method of family planning. Nima Albagir is a CNN senior international correspondent, and she reported the story. Nima, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us about the funding. It's come back and it's been back and forth. What exactly had this covered, and how many countries have been affected by this recent re-implementation?
Well, this hits everywhere. And how it works is because a lot of the US funding was going through the UNFPA, the United Nations Women's Fund. When the UN was defunded, then that meant all the subsidiary family planning setups underneath it were defunded as well. And that's in addition to organizations that were getting their funding directly from USAID. So there is a real misunderstanding of how this works, because when you read the language of the executive order, it speaks about organizations that promote abortion as a form of contraception. The actual impact is that any organization that even is willing to advise women on abortion. So we were speaking to women who had already gone off and had illegal abortions and clearly were suffering from, I mean, there's no way to say this that isn't horrible, but incomplete abortions. So parts of the fetus were still within them. And there is a world of hurt hiding behind the wording of that executive order that I think in the United States you really don't get a sense of until you go out into these communities and meet the women at the sharp end of this policy.
And you've actually visited with an abortion provider. There's a very emotional video on CNN online right now that actually shows your interactions. Tell us about her and some of her patients.
We spoke to a woman who had actually trained as a midwife and become an illegal abortion provider. And she uses crochet needles. She uses knitting needles. And you see in the video the tools that she uses. And it's basically plastic sheets covering a bed, a bucket, tubing, and a needle. And when people talk about, I know that there's so much conversation about reproductive rights and the right of the unborn, but when you see that, there is no way that you can believe that these women are anything other than incredibly desperate. And the community health provider, the head of the center, Wilson Bunda, who also spoke to us, he described a woman dying on the doorstep of the clinic. And I said to him, if you could speak to anyone in Washington, if you could speak to any of these legislators, what would you say to them? And he said to me, I don't know that I could say anything, because I can't imagine that if they knew, really, really knew what was happening here, that they would make the same decisions.
Speaking of politics, what has the Kenyan government response been?
We have had very limited response. We have reached out to them a number of times, and they have not gotten back to us with anything particularly coherent. In the end, we took some statements and comments that they had made previously to local Kenyan media, and we incorporated it to be able to at least show some perspective or some of their thinking and some of perhaps the regret that they're feeling about being unable to fill this gap, because this is also politically very damaging for the Kenyan government. And of course, it's not just Kenya. This is happening around the world. But it is also incredibly damaging for the United States, and it's damaging for the soft power. And we've spoken about this in the past, after President Trump's original comments about African nations being holes, that this reverberates in ways that the president seems to be unable to comprehend. The way that people view the U.S. is impacted when things like this happen.
And of course, as you've reported, the lives of many women as well. Nima Albagir is a CNN senior international correspondent. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.